Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
I was afraid you weren't going to say anything there. And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life and also give you a few chuckles when we mess up and we're being authentic. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing, Sabrina?
I think I'm now present.
It's like, I was about to have to say, I'm Christine Upchurch, and I'm Sabrina Fritz. I'm channeling Sabrina Fritz right now. I knew you were there before.
I'm sorry. I was not there for you. You're right. And I was distracted.
And I was the one who was yawning before the show. You know, what's the problem with this, huh?
I don't know. Maybe one of us have to figure this out. We're going to liven up a bit, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I did get distracted by something because I was listening to the commercial that was being played and listening to the Boston accent. And I was cracking up thinking that many of our listeners probably think we sound very strange.
You know,
maybe not from this planet.
Well, that may be the case, but I used to live in the Boston area. I moved there when I was entering 10th grade, and I had lived in the South and the Midwest up until that point. It was the first time I'd moved to New England, and there in the Boston area, they do have very strong accents, although they think that they don't, which is kind of funny. It's so cute.
Well, yeah, I thought we could coach people like going, hey, you know, you gotta stop doing that crap.
Well, the weird thing about it is when they're speaking, at the end of the words that end in an A, they end in R, they add an R sound, like, let's see, opera, you know, it's like, instead of opera, it'd be opera, you know, and when there's an R in the middle of the word, they leave it out. I remember for the longest time, the vice principal of the high school I was going to at the time, his name was Mr. Berardi. And for an entire year, I thought his name was Mr. Berardi. And it wasn't until I saw it in writing, it's like, but that's not what everybody calls him. And I realized, oh, it's that funny Boston accent.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't have a good Bostonian accent, so I'm not going to insult anyone on that. But I thought, you know, my Kansas little accent that comes through, and you're pretty neutral. I don't know. We might sound a little strange, though.
Well, you know, I've lived in Texas, Nebraska, Massachusetts, New Jersey, in the New York area, and the Seattle area. So I'm kind of like a real mix. I guess I don't have any Valley Girl in me, but besides that, I think I've got a little bit of all the different dialects. So, you know, it sort of makes it kind of neutral, although some people probably think that I've got a hilarious accent, you know, like when I go to Amsterdam or, you know, Japan or Greece or something. So
right. It's all relative.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited about our show today because we're doing something that's kind of new.
Yes, I'm excited as well. This is something, the day when I first thought of us doing a radio show together, I saw, envisioned us coaching others that were wanting to find their way into their authentic selves and weren't necessarily sure of the steps that they needed to take to get there, you know, but were wanting some advice, and you and I just love to talk, so it made sense that we could do that.
And I remember for the longest time, we used to have these amazing conversations by phone, and at the end, we'd say, we should have recorded our conversation, because this is so insightful, you know? And we just be supporting each other. And it's not like we've got it all figured out and we are like ascended masters or, you know.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right. You should see the face, the look on my face right now. But anyway, but it's, there is a process to it that we have found very helpful. And of course, we teach it in our Authenticity Rising workshop. We're writing about it in our Authenticity Rising book. And many people have found this to be helpful. So yeah, I think it's a great idea to integrate our perspective on this into coaching others and answering people's questions.
Yeah, I mean, after all, we're in this all together and, you know, helping each other find our way so that we don't have to feel like we're trying to figure it all out for ourselves, because I know I don't want to figure it out for myself.
Yeah.
And love getting that validation. You often come in and validate the things I'm feeling and my intuition. So that's always comforting. Thank you for that.
Oh, sure. And you do the same for me. But I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, we feel insecure enough in our own knowingness to need validation, which, of course, the universe provides us with, you know, through all sorts of information. If it's not a good friend validating, it's an overheard conversation or a symbol or, you know, something out there. Exactly. Where you get that validation. It's like, oh, okay, there's that information. It's just really, you know, I think at one point I put up on Facebook something that came to me. Synchronicity is the universe's way of underscoring the information. So, you know, those synchronicities, pay attention to. And if you've got a question or you felt like you had some intuition about something, or you're considering going a particular direction, you know, that to move forward in whatever way, you know, relationships, career, whatever, and you get some information that's kind of like synchronous, pay attention to that information, because the universe is speaking to you.
Always, yes. And that's the thing. We'll second guess ourselves before, you know, we're able to even move forward in any way whatsoever. And when you keep getting hit over the head repeatedly, that is the universe trying to get your attention. You know, it doesn't have to be so painful, but the subtle nudges are sometimes overlooked, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And even the really obvious, you know, not nudges, poundings, we often ignore. And, you know, they will manifest in various ways, such as, you know, like incredible emotional turmoil, chaotic events in our lives, which, you know, when we're not listening to the universe, those car accidents, those unfortunate events, sometimes they're really our manifestation from that, the not listening part of ourselves, you know, that's ignoring what the universe is telling us. And, you know, of course, illness, physical illness as well.
Yeah, there are all sorts of ways. And we want to hear from some of our listeners who may be going through some of those challenges in life and are looking for some new ways to look at things or just get it off your chest, whatever feels good. And you can do so today if you go to the transformationtalkradio.com website. And if you're already there listening, you scroll down on the right-hand side, we do have a box that says instant feedback. And we would love to hear from you. No one's going to see your messages but us. But until then, we're going to take some of the, we've had amazing participants at our workshop who are willing to, you know, open up and share themselves and be vulnerable in those workshops. And we're going to take some of their big concerns that they've had along their way to authenticity.
Yeah. And, you know, authenticity, people throw that word around a lot. And it's really sort of expressing our true self. And by true self, it's like that part of us that's connected to the divine, that part of us who we came here on earth in this human body to be. And, you know, I think that most of us have a really hard time doing that.
I think, yes. I know I do.
Yeah, well, I certainly do as well. But it's, you know, one of the things that has come up for people at our workshops is, you know, when talking about authenticity, often what will come up is that there are issues about vulnerability. And there are a lot of people who don't feel safe being vulnerable. And that's really been coming up for me big time. And, you know, you and I have been reading Brené Brown's book on... Was it the gifts of imperfection?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Her work is amazing.
It is. And, you know, she's near and dear to my heart because she's a researcher who is also on her own psycho-spiritual journey and implementing what she's learning in her research into her daily life. And she talks about how in order to have the connection, to have the opportunity to fully connect with another human being, we have to make ourselves vulnerable. And that's scary. Oh, my goodness.
That can be extremely scary. And, you know, a lot of people feel that they don't have any sense of control when they show their vulnerability. They feel like a tortoise that has no shell.
Right. Yes. And, you know, most of us have developed very thick shells over the years as defense mechanisms. And some of the thick shell, I mean, the thick shell might manifest as something like smiling and saying, telling people we're okay when we're really feeling very upset or we're physically feeling ill, you know, acting like everything's okay, or pretending to be fine doing things for others when you really need to take time for yourselves. I mean, the list goes on and on, the ways that we create an image where we're not being authentic because we don't feel safe being who we truly are, expressing that vulnerability.
Right, but it's time, and I think we're getting support unlike never before. So I'm excited about this next evolutionary process for all of us, right? We're going to play our way through it, hopefully, most of the time.
It doesn't mean that we don't experience some intense emotions at times, but it is a matter of kind of allowing that energy to move through and releasing it and taking that next step forward, which isn't always easy.
We should talk about emotions next.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's funny because I don't know about you, Sabrina, but when I was growing up, I was taught that
we need to do our break, though.
Oh, did you get? I didn't see the 1 minute sign.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not showing up on my
screen.
Let's
talk about emotions when we come back. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, that sounds great. This is Christine Upchurch on Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio with my partner in fun, Sabrina Fritz. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about emotions when we come back.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com. And when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I have to say, Christine and I are having one of our most authentic shows to date.
Yes. In other words, you know, things aren't going exactly as we normally plan.
Do we have a case of the Mondays? Is that it?
I'm not sure what it is, but, you know, some ways it's fun. So let's order another case of the Mondays.
All right. Who knows what's going to happen today? I don't know.
Oh. So before the break, we were talking about emotions, right? And
yes.
And, you know, I was taught to be a young lady. Oh, my goodness. I started hearing that at a very early age. And I had two older brothers and no sisters. And so I felt somehow it wasn't as much fun being a girl as it is being a boy in this world. But, you know, that's a whole other can of worms. But,
yeah, it's a whole nother show.
It is a whole nother show. And no, folks, that doesn't mean that I have secret desires to be a man and I dress up like a man. Okay, we're not going there. No, that's not what I'm talking about. It just seemed like there were more restrictions about being female in our society. And I was taught that only the happy, smiling kind of emotions are acceptable. Is that healthy?
And healthy, and yeah, that you don't acknowledge when you don't get angry, you can't raise your voice to someone else. That's
right.
Not ladylike, surely.
Yes.
And I didn't, I don't know. I feel like for me, when I was a child, it was more the expressing my feelings, because if I was easily upset, the only thing I could do was cry and just allow the emotion, the energy to move through. And that made a lot of people very uncomfortable around me.
Before you continue, what you just said is so important. Allow the energy to move through you, because that's really what emotions are doing. They're moving through us. And when they don't, they stagnate and cause all sorts of problems.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. And that's, you know, when that's your only way of really processing that energy, those feelings, and they're so real and raw, and you're not able to because it's frowned upon, because it's not appropriate. Then it just, you continue to stuff and stuff and stuff, you know, and yes, you end up with neck pain and back pain or pain anywhere in your body or cancer, who knows?
Yes.
Actually, I've heard that cancer is just unprocessed emotions.
Yeah. Well, you know, I certainly know that, I had emotional aspects to my illness, and you know, when we say that it can be caused by this, we're not blaming people if they've got cancer, you know.
We
have issues. I've had cancer. You know, you were talking about neck pain. You've had neck pain. It's like we're going around learning, and sometimes we can, like, you can have three people who have the same kind of unexpressed emotion, and in one person it might come out as back pain, and another person it might come out as cancer. It's not that the person's to blame for that. It's just, it's information.
It is information. Yes, absolutely. And now, yeah, it's not about creating a wrong reality. It's about listening to your body and the physiological responses that it's giving you based on your circumstances that you've gone through. And this is not, you know, this is a whole different way for me to look at things, because even just a few short years ago, 7-8 years ago, my knee-jerk reaction was to go to my medical doctor if I had any type of concern with my physical body. I didn't know it was giving me information.
Right, right. And, you know, medical doctors are wonderful at certain types of things. I mean, if you're in a car accident, those trauma docs in the ER are fabulous. They are a godsend. And, you know, when things get to be bad enough, it's great to be able to have some relief that some of the medical doctors can give us. However, for certain types of problems, particularly the chronic pain and certain types of cancers, and I mean, there are all sorts of things, the chronic illnesses such as Crohn's disease, that conventional medicine may have ways of kind of like helping with some of the symptoms, but it's not good at sort of creating a curative release of the underlying cause, the underlying problem. So it is multidimensional. When we have illness or problems with our physicality, there is an emotional component.
Absolutely. I think, you know, any physical imbalance, if it's a cough, a cold, anything like that, can have an emotional reaction or emotional charge to it, so to speak.
Right.
Not getting the right word on that one, but no, whatever you're doing currently, I say seek relief however you're going to find it, you know, and if that's in an alternative realm, that's great. And, you know, my aunt is unfortunately going through some physical health issues right now and, and looking at different alternatives. And she told me the other day that she was going to start exploring some holistic, and I went, do you mean holistic? And I cracked up because that's, you know, that is probably the majority of some people. It was like a Freudian slip, the holistic treatment, you know, that weird stuff like oils and herbs.
right. And energy work, yes.
So that was kind of fun, but yeah, it's not fun when you're going through some physical pain because of those emotions. And you and I have been able to help each other and others when they become aware of some of the information coming up and they start to process. When we're having an emotional reaction to something, often it's not even the thing in front of us that's causing the emotional reaction that's causing that to begin with. It's an underlying something from years ago, possibly. And we can start exploring that information. And it's not scary. I know early on when I was in the Abraham Hicks teachings and I was learning about emotions being your guidance system, and I was really beginning to tune into mine, and also that, you know, you're creating your reality in some essence based on your vibrational set point, your emotional range. Mm-hmm. And when I would get upset or angry, then I would chastise myself. I'd criticize myself for not getting it right, not being good enough to feel good, you know?
Yes. And
it was before then the big aha that came in, and I got a little bit further into their teachings, and the clarity came around that it's information. It's just information. It's not to be something to trigger you to become more upset, but just to look at what's in front of you and say, wow, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now, and embrace it and allow the sensations to come into your body or wherever it manifests, just so you can be present with it without judging it, because we tend to go right into judgment with our emotions.
Yeah. And it's true not only in terms of you know, the sort of the old kind of thinking, but also some of the new age thinking. It's like, oh, well, there are a whole bunch of emotions that are negative. Those aren't spiritual. So I'm not going to feel those, or if I feel them, I'm going to sort of transcend it immediately and express something different. And what happens is those emotions are stuck one way or another. It is something that needs to move through us in order to get to more comfortable levels of emotion, you know. And I don't want to say negative emotions and positive emotions, because they're all just a real part of who we are and what we're expressing. And yet it's really about, you know, we want to feel more good than feeling like anger and resentment and depression. And, you know, we want to feel more joy and ease and love and bliss.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to tell you, I want to share a story that here recently with my youngest daughter, Tabitha, who's now in sixth grade and does virtual academy. So she doesn't attend a public school, a traditional public school. But she's been working through a particular friendship that she's had for the last few years. And recently it's ended, and she has some unprocessed emotions around that. And she was wanting to find a way to, you know, get these feelings out and have a conversation with her former friend. And I'm encouraging her to write it. And we go through this for a few days at different times. And she finally did sit down and she wrote 2.5 pages of, or actually about 3 pages of all of her emotions. And she's like, she goes, I'm mean. She goes, the evil was coming out. And she goes, I'm, mm-hmm. you know, and she was getting
judging
out.
It.
And I said, oh, no, see, this is good. This is the shadow side. And we all have the shadow side. And see, by you putting it on paper, you're releasing it and processing it versus calling her up and calling her names or posting bad things. You know, that's not appropriate. But right. to be able to process these emotions in the way you're feeling in a constructive way. And she was just loving it and felt so good afterwards. And she felt the physical difference in her body. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is really works. You know, and how fun for a preteen to have this experience.
Yeah, what a fabulous tool. And, you know, viewing it all as information. I mean, that's the cornerstone of our process, is to view everything as information. Some of it relates to our authentic self and some of it doesn't. But our emotions are very relevant to what our authentic voice is telling us. Our physical sensations are really relevant. So, you know, as we embrace all this information and we process it, it allows us to discern, like, okay, this feels right. You know, I don't think I want to spend time with that person anymore, like your daughter's situation. And other things are kind of like, okay, well, you know, this feels really good. So I need more of this. I want more of this. So yeah, it's deciphering all that information. And it looked like it sounds like you were allowing her to look at the information and not only release it, but to sort of view the different parts of herself and come to terms with what she truly is and who she truly is.
Yes, because, you know, I remember the drama in middle school, and she doesn't need to go through that. We don't need to keep that old paradigm going.
No. And it's so different with girls than it is with boys. Anyway, we've got to go to break. This is Christine Upchurch. We're on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of other questions we've gotten from people at our workshops. And we'd love to hear from you guys as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Now, this is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising.
Having lots of authentic moments today, aren't we?
I love it. This is like going to be our blooper reel, okay?
I know, exactly. And, you know, we were talking about the book earlier, The Gifts of Imperfection. Well, you know, we're sharing our gifts very freely today.
Well, I think since you and I both read it here within, you know, the last week, I think we're just really showing how we stand by her work and
exactly.
We're going to show every imperfection we can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, joy.
Look out, world. Here we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is some of our biggest fears, right? Messing up and being perceived as not being good enough. I mean, that's my biggest fear. I know that.
Oh, and not being worthy of the attention, the applause, the love, essentially. And these fears often keep us trapped in various ways. And this is one of the things that we not only address through our process, you know, our five fun steps to true empowerment. And I can't even talk. Yet another authentic moment. Our
true
five
empowerment.
Fun steps to empowerment. Oh, I can say it. Oh, good. Where, you know, you need to identify the fear and address it, walk through the fear. And one of the questions we keep getting from attendees is, well, how do we walk through the fear?
Well, you know, you can always forget everything and run.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But that's probably not going to get you to your authentic self.
Yes,
and I think
exactly.
We tend to push away our fears a lot of times because, you know, who are we to think about moving through that? We're just paralyzed by it. And most of our fears are based upon beliefs that were never ours to begin with.
Yes.
But through repetition, we owned and became that belief. And that's often what's holding us back. This weekend, I've been doing some writing. And one of the things that came to me very clearly, because I'm writing about why the universe saved me, or how the universe saved me from attending my 25th high school reunion. And I can see the information.
Four of my school classmates are feeling really, really good now, huh? Now that they've heard that.
Chances of any of them listening to this alternative show is probably really slim. But they could be on there. And if they are, they're the ones I wanted to go back to see. So they know that.
Oh,
so,
yes.
But, you know, one of the things that came to me around fear was that fear causes us to push away what we don't understand.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, wasn't that good? I was like, well, shit, that's something. Oops.
Right. And you think about it, like how it comes up for us, say, growing up, when we see somebody who looks a lot different from us, who is from a different culture, and we often think of them versus us. And it's sort of like, well, I don't really understand that, so I'm going to push it away.
Exactly. Because if we don't have an understanding of it, then our natural instinct is to be fearful of it. And, you know, we do this all the time. We make rash decisions on the people that we see out in the world. You know, just based on appearances alone, we can summarize quickly who we think that person is.
Right.
And then, you know, any type of situation out there or event that is taking place that we don't fully understand, we criticize it. And this is what I was seeing when I was doing this with, I was imagining myself, because I can't just make small talk anymore and be okay with that. I'm not satisfied just making small talk. So if I'm at my reunion and people say, well, what is it you do? You know, I'm not going to say I'm a homemaker and living on top of the mountain. You know, I'm going to share what I'm really passionate about, and that's helping others find their authenticity and doing healing work and things that most of the people I realize I graduated high school with do not have any type of awareness around that. They don't, they're not exposed to it.
Right.
So it's going to be their natural instinct to push away what they don't understand. And yes. I think that's what I was, in essence, being told. You don't need to put yourself in that position. You don't need to go back, at least not now.
Right. And, you know, there's a difference between getting information that is telling you to steer away from a certain situation or a certain person or an organization, and then being afraid and being reactive to it. I mean, that fear, true fear, and I'm not talking about fear when you're standing near the edge of a cliff. I'm talking about the fear within our lives that keeps us stuck. It's really, oh my gosh, it's a whole bunch of other people's voices. Like you said, the belief system. The belief system comes from somewhere. It comes from our parents. It comes from our, you know, religious figures in our, during our upbringing. It comes from the media. There's all this stuff there that keeps us stuck, and that's the fear that needs to be walked through.
Exactly. It is that day-to-day. It's cementing in around you, and you don't even realize it. And I, you know, when I learned years ago when I started saying there has to be something more to life than this, one of the earlier practices that was introduced to me was to, by Dr. Wayne Dyer, was to turn off the news. Something that simple. And by just doing that alone, I relieved so much fear and stress in my life. It was palpable.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I've done the same thing. I did it, I don't know, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's made a huge difference in my life. You know, if there's something big going on, I do turn on the television or get on the internet, maybe even read an article in a newspaper. And I'll like scan headlines in the newspaper sometimes to see if there's something that really speaks to me that I do need to pay attention to. But, you know, avoiding that programming. So many people do it right before bed too, you know. They watch the evening news at you know, 11 o'clock at night, or in some parts of the country, 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, I'm not sure what time it's on in other parts of the world for those of you who are listening to us outside of the U.S. But it's... what a
the last thing,
thing
you
to
listen to before you go to sleep,
right?
Is that the world isn't in a good place. That's the underlying message. But, you know, there are ways, and that's very fear-based. And I would watch the evening news after watching ER, you know? So then I was crying, and then I went into the news.
right. So in terms of walking through the fear, it's like, I think the first thing that we need to do is we need to identify, where is this fear coming from? You know, is it my own? And if so, because sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes it's somebody else's fear that's just programmed into us. And it might be as simple as, you know, seeing some stuff in the media that says if you're going to have people over at for as company, you know, for an evening of, you know, watching a football game or, you know, just sharing a meal or whatever, that you think it your house has to look a particular way. It has to smell a particular way. The cat litter has to be a particular brand, you know, and, and you know, the food needs to look a certain way. And you know, those things, that information on some level, it can create fear within us of wanting to conform and being afraid if we don't, if we're not perfect or we don't conform.
Right. And that's the, you know, we can't always conform and be perfect. And I very guilty of doing that. I mean, that's who I was. I was always putting on a particular mask and needing to appear a certain way, have my house appear a certain way. I'd be horrified if somebody actually dropped by unannounced. Probably right, why too. I moved to the mountains. It's a little harder for people to get here.
So instead of walking through that fear, you just avoided it.
Yes, exactly. I just hid as much as I could.
Yeah. But sometimes the fear is more about, you know, something more significant than what you're serving for your Friday evening gathering. You know, it's often, you know, something relating to a life choice, be it, you know, do you try to heal a relationship or leave it? Do you see if you can work it out so that you're happy within your job, or do you exit it? And it's really helpful to decipher the voices of, okay, well, I've got all sorts of fears about this. What's it about? You know, is it my parents judging me for being a bad mother if I should leave my marriage? Or is it my teacher saying you're a quitter if you decide to leave your job of 10 years? You know, where is that fear coming from? Because that first step is to identify it.
Yes. And that's key. Once you identify it, then you have the information you need to know what you can do to move beyond it.
Yes. And oftentimes it's you can take all sorts of simple approaches where you kind of detach from it momentarily and then say, okay, well, what's all the information? What's the truth about the fear and what's the story about the fear? Debbie Ford does this in a couple of her books, and it's just so beautiful because you oftentimes our fear has all the stories surrounding it. It, and it's not based on the reality of the situation. And so when you're able to face the reality versus the story, the embellished, you know, fearful story, then you can make better decisions about how to move forward.
It's like taking ego out of the picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we could do an entire show or two or three on fear, but at this stage of the game, we need to go to break. This is Christine Upchurch. You're here on Authenticity Rising with Sabrina Fritz and me, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to go do Authenticity Rising. You can stop laughing. Stop laughing. I know.
Authenticity Rising into action.
Yes, Brian. Yes.
Stay tuned.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And wow, finally, that happened without an accident or a mistake.
So, we're having a very authentic day today.
We are, and I've been having so much fun. And, you know, next week is even going to be a lot of fun for us. We're going to have Lilu Mace on the show, so I'm very excited about that.
That'll be great.
It was her, she put a contest out in November of 2011, and it was about sharing your message with humanity for 2012. And it was a call to action. And I finally did my first video, and it was such a fun experience. And Lilu's a wonderful person out there in the world, getting powerful messages and sharing them with everyone. And She's become quite popular on her YouTube channel. So she has found a way to leave her mainstream job and make it real for the world and her.
It's fabulous. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, definitely a lot of fun on her authentic journey there, and us as well. And, you know, we have our Authenticity Rising into action, the Dare of the Week. Mm-hmm. We want to go ahead and let our listeners know what we'd like to ask them to do.
Yes, absolutely. And first of all, if somebody dares you to do something, then you seriously have to consider doing it. So we're daring you to do this. Okay.
Yeah, we
so
could
you have to listen.
Dare.
That's true. We could. You know, there's a great exercise that you can do, and you can either just think about it in your own mind or write it down, type it into a computer, put it into a voice recorder, but answer or complete the following sentence. If you knew the real me,
you would know.
This is what you know. That's right. Yeah.
You would know that, and then fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And, you know, a very powerful exercise, because we do put those masks on out there in the world and we're afraid to show our true self. And I don't know what I would say to everyone right now if I was put on the spot. If you knew the real me, you would know. I like to laugh a lot, but I think you already got that down. So that's probably not fair, is it?
No. And I think that really,
that's not very authentic, huh?
I'd like people to share something that's expresses some sort of vulnerability about themselves, or something about something that they don't share normally, because those inner dreams or that part of ourselves that's just screaming to be expressed is in the closet. And this is an invitation to take that part of ourselves out of the closet.
Okay. Wow. So it's going to have to be something a little bit bigger than that. Okay. Are you going to play along with me?
I absolutely will.
Are you going to make me go first?
Oh, we're playing now? Okay, yes, you have
here,
to go.
We ask our listeners to do this.
I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Oh, I triple dog dare you.
Okay.
Let me think about this. Because, I mean, if we're asking our listeners to do this, I think we have to be comfortable in sharing something with them as well.
Yeah. If you knew the real me, you'd know that it's really, really important to me that people see me, hear me, and appreciate what it is I'm sharing. And relating to that, I have vulnerability about being judged, not by, you know, individual here and individual there, but basically of not being widely accepted for my perspective on things.
Okay. I can buy that. I guess I'll allow that. I'll use Brian's words there. Because I'm thinking, yeah, you know, a lot. You have your own radio show, so the fact that you want to be seen is probably known. But I'm going to try one. Let's
well,
see.
At least okay. Be heard. Well, you know, I've been
be
seen.
Heard. Sometimes yeah, be seen and heard. Okay. Yeah, okay, so, let me see what I can come up with. So if you knew the real me, I had something really good. You would know that I have a little bit of a Beavis mentality when it comes to intimate acts. I don't know if I can say the word on the air. I've already got bleeped once.
Yes. you did get bleeped earlier today, and I'm so thoroughly enjoying that. And yes, it's really interesting. I remember when we were looking for a theme song for our show, there were a couple of them that I absolutely loved. And you said, oh, that pop song there, did you hear that portion of the lyrics? Do you know what that brings to my mind? And then you tell me these images, and it's like, oh, my God, your mind's in the gutter. How
always. It's in the gutter. I'm married to a tattoo artist, and he looks at me like, what?
Yes.
So, yeah, if you knew the real me, you would know I'm kind of rude and crude.
That's great. And it's great to sort of expose that part of ourselves, the part of ourselves that we fear about not being accepted. Because really, I think that the fear really does come down to not feeling loved, not being lovable.
Yes. And I know I've suffered from that and still continue to do. And I think oftentimes where I'm lacking the most feeling loved is from myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a huge lack, and that lack shows up in all sorts of things, from getting ourselves into situations where we're being victimized in one way or another. And it doesn't have to be something major. It might be, you know, we allow somebody to cross our boundaries, you know, using us in, you know, daily life in some way where they rely on us more than we can rely on them, or somebody's verbally abusive to us, or, you know, there are all sorts of ways which that lack of worthiness manifests. And of course, all that's really good information, because it's shining a light on what feels lacking.
Yes. And when you put yourself in that position of when you view as everything as information, as you mentioned, the cornerstone of our work, it allows you to see things more clearly than you've ever been able to before. And you don't have necessarily the emotional reaction that comes in based on, now you're distracting me with your chat there, Christine.
That was for Brian.
I know, but see, yeah, it distracted me. So I'm having a really hard time staying focused today for the show. And I think maybe because I don't want to stay in the fear mode too long. And the fear can't hold us back anymore. And once you illuminate that, put that spotlight on that you mentioned, you get the information to help you guide. It's not like you have to jump off the cliff and you're going to be left dangling through the air wondering if you're going to make it or not. It really is a step-by-step natural process as you're ready to take the next step. The stepping stone will appear. And so it's an easier process to line up to. So you don't have to just throw everything out the window and say, okay, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. You can cautiously evaluate the information as it comes, and the more you do so, the more it will come and the more supported you'll feel on your journey.
Right. I think that courage isn't the absence of fear. You know, that's the expression. It's really about doing something that you feel is right in the presence of the fear. And I think that when we have the courage to do things, to make changes, to stand up for ourselves, to speak our truth, whatever it is that's really a matter of expressing our authenticity, then we are ultimately rewarded by having things just work out in amazing ways. And that helps to reduce the fear a little bit, or at least assuage it a bit as we're making our choice to move forward with that, whatever the next thing is, you know, the next potential change.
Yeah. Constantly being supported, and you'll feel that every step of the way, and it makes it a little bit easier, so you're not feeling so left alone.
Right. And we're not alone. I mean, we talk about information in our seminars, and we've talked about it here on the radio. We have a lot of information coming to us from our guidance in the field, so to speak, you know, our guides, our angels, God, the field, you know, however, whatever you want to call it, but we are truly supported.
Yes, and we could do a whole show on that next in a couple weeks after Lulu next week.
Absolutely. And it's getting to be that time again. We've had a fun conversation full of imperfection today, which is so authentic. So thanks, Sabrina. And thank each of you for listening to us this week. Please join us next week on Transformation Talk Radio, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And I guess that's 5 p.m. Eastern time. Have a great week. Hear you next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com. And when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.